is the Ford Show, starring Dinah Shore with Peter Lynn Hayes and Robert Emmett Dolan and his knight, the proprietors of the Jot 'em Down, presented by the Ford dealers and Lincoln Mercantile's Dinah Shore.
Oh, what am I gonna do? Didn't mind me up, but what am I gonna do? I thought blue, never blue, without you. My hope, my chances slimmer. I could have held out longer, but love was at your way. All my dreams suddenly are. So what am I gonna do about you?
My hopes were growing dimmer, chances slimmer every day. I could have held out longer, love was stronger. You had your way.
And now, all my dreams, and I've had a few, suddenly are all coming true. So what are you gonna do about me?
And what am I gonna do about you? And what am I gonna do about you? What am I gonna do about you?
What is it, Dinah?
What's the matter? You look tired.
I am tired, Dinah. I was up all night trying to fix a leak in the water pipe in my basement.
Why didn't you call a plumber?
I called every plumber in town. I finally got one on the phone. I said, come over right away. The water pipe is leaking. He said, how do you know it's leaking? I said, because the water's pouring 40 gallons a minute. He said, does the water go gurgle, gurgle, splash, splash, splash? I said, yes, yes, yes. He says, how high is the water now? I said, it's over my head. And he said, you got a leak, all right.
Boy, you really got trouble, Peter.
You haven't heard half of it, Dinah. Yesterday, I sat home all day waiting for a man to come and put up my Venetian blinds. Finally, the doorbell rang. I live at 13 Rue Madeleine. Anyway, Dinah, I walked to the door, and there stood a tall man with short legs. I said, what can I do for you, sir? He put his fingers to his lips and whispered.
I've been sent here on a secret mission.
I said, a secret mission. Well, what is it, pray tell?
Says, it was such a secret, they wouldn't even tell me.
I said, don't you even know who you work for?
He says, well, I remember they tried to give me a job running a steam shovel. But I didn't fall for that when everybody knows you can't shovel steam. That's the question. Say, by the way, are you the guy who called about the Venetian blinds?
I said, yes, yes, I am the guy.
He says, well, here's your Venetian blinds, young fella. Ain't they pretty and white?
I said, I don't want white ones. They show the dust.
He says, they won't if you can catch yourself a squirrel.
I said, how will I keep the blinds clean?
He says, well, you just tie the squirrel's tail up and let him run back and forth between the slats.
That's ridiculous. How can I catch a squirrel?
It's just very simple. You just climb up a tree and make a noise like a nut. Hey, sonny, women sure go for these blinds. My wife said she wants some, but she always wants something. I had to buy her stockings today.
I asked, nylons?
He sneered and said, nylons, my foot. The stockings I got her are twice as sheer as nylons, and they'll never wear out. They're made out of salami casings. Now, sonny, if you'll just hand me my gloves there. Give me my gloves, sonny, I'll get to work.
Wait a minute, I said, these are boxing gloves. How can you work in these things?
He says, I can't, but they keep me from hitting my fingers. Now, don't you worry about me, Junior. I know what I'm doing. I used to be a mechanic in a bakery, you know.
I said, a mechanic in a bakery?
He says, yeah, I used to tighten the nuts on the fruitcake. That's your corker, ain't it? Well,
oh,
so long, Pete, sonny.
Pete, huh? That's the silliest conversation I ever heard.
I believe you, Dinah. You know, I find it hard to believe, but, well, I really don't need Venetian blinds anyway.
Why not?
No windows. I live in a tent.
Heartaches, heartaches, My loving you meant only heartache. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartache. What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happy with someone new, but my heart aches for you. Heartache, heartache, what does it matter?
Lancelot, our king of the calypso singers, has dreamed up some more words on our favorite subject, the ford. Sir Lancelot, if you please.
If your ford is new or if your ford is old, to keep it running as good as gold, your friendly ford dealer is the man to see. He knows your ford from A to Z. And it's a great satisfaction, friends, to know that in every city and town you go, your friendly Ford dealer you're sure to see, ready to help in cases of emergency. His men have factory-trained ability, and they'll fix your Ford car expertly, with Ford-approved methods that have stood the test, and are universally acclaimed the best. So wherever you may roam, remember, there's no place like home. Home at your friendly Ford dealer, the man who really knows your car.
And now, Dinah Shore and Peter Lynn Hayes and another slice of Americana. The story of Bert and Gert Periwinkle. The scene is the living room of the suburban Periwinkle home, where Gert is seated in her favorite rocker, while her absent-minded husband, Bert, sits before the fireplace toasting his heels in the glowing embers. As always, the moment is tense, and Gert speaks.
Bert! Bert! Bert!
What did you say?
I said Bert, Bert.
Who are you?
I'm your wife, Gert.
What did you say?
I said Gert, Bert.
Make up your mind. Are you Bert or Gert?
I'm Gert and you're Bert, Bert.
Bert, Bert. Am I twins?
No, Bert. You're confused.
What did you say?
You're confused.
I thought you said I was Bert.
You are Bert, Bert.
Bert, Bert. I thought I was Bert Periwinkle.
Bert, there's something I must talk to you about. It's about our son.
Son? Whose son?
Our son. Your son. My son. Our son.
Make up your mind. Whose son is he?
Our son. Yours and mine. Bert's and Gert's. Mr. and Mrs. Periwinkle.
Kid's got an awful lot of parents. What's the boy's name?
Leachmeyer. Leachmeyer Periwinkle.
Oh, yes, yes, Leachmeyer. I remember him well. We named him after my Uncle Joe.
Bert, our little son is in a jam.
What did you say?
He's in a jam.
Jam, eh? I always liked jam. When I was a boy, I liked boysenberry. Then as a young man, I grew into youngberry. Now, of course, I'm an elderberry.
Please, please, Bert, don't try to evade the subject. Let's not run away from trouble. We must talk about our son, Leechmeyer.
Our son, Leechmeyer? Never heard of him.
Oh, Bert, be sensible. You know our son as well as you know your own name.
By the by, Gert, what is my name?
Periwinkle, Bert Periwinkle.
Well, how do you do?
Oh, Bert, your mind is wandering again. It comes from overwork. You work so hard all year with your nose to the grindstone. It's too much.
Hmm?
I said you've had your nose to the grindstone.
No wonder sparks fly when I blow my nose.
Bert, I must insist that we solve our son's dilemma. I'm not going to shilly-shally any longer. Our son, Leechmeyer, has a black eye.
What did you say?
I said our son has a black eye.
Isn't that rather strange, our son having a black eye, when my eyes are of a hazel hue and yours are a cat green? That boy is an imposter. Get him out of the house. Get him out, I say. I just won't live in a house with an imposter.
Bert, please. Leechmeyer got his black eye from the little boy down the street. Don't you understand?
You mean our son now has three eyes?
No, Bert. He has two eyes, but one of them is black.
Well, that's beyond me, Gert. I don't understand. Anything you can do to clear it up will be deeply appreciated. Yours sincerely, Bert Periwinkle.
All right, Bert, now...
Now, read that back.
No, please. Bert, dear, please listen to me. Here's what happened. Our little son and the little boy down the street had a little difference of opinion. It seems the little boy down the street became impatient with our little son because our little son is so stupid. So, the little boy down the street put up his little mitts like this.
Yes?
And hung a little china on our little son like this.
Ouch! Ouch!
Oh.
You hurt, Gert.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Bert. Oh, Bert. Oh, Bert.
The carry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gone, alas, with our youth too soon. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the carry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Think of it, oh, to dream of it fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the carry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, with our youth too soon. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the carry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the carry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, with our youth too soon.
Dinah, I hear you're going over to Palm Springs for a couple of days.
Yeah. Pete, I'm going to do a little swimming and lie around the pool. Why don't you come along?
Oh, I could, and I'd be ashamed to be seen in my bathing suit. It's got a hole in the knee.
Say, that reminds me, Peter, I've got to stop off and get a bathing suit. In fact, I'm on my way over to the Jot'em Down store right now.
Whatever is a Jot'em Down store?
Well, Peter, the Jot'em Down store is one of the most famous emporiums in the whole country, that's all. It's owned and operated by the two leading citizens of Pine Ridge, Lum and Abner.
Granny's, Abner. Look what I got here. Just come in the mail.
Ah.
This suit salesman's kit I sent for.
Oh, that's what it is, huh?
The Yard Wide All Wool Tailoring Company. Suits for every pocket and pockets for every suit.
Doggy, that sounds like a fair deal.
Says here, suits for men and women.
Together? Doggy, I'd love to see a suit like that. They'd have to walk around like them Siamese twins, Long.
No, they ain't together. Here, Abner, stand up there. You're going to be my first customer.
Well, now, Lum, I don't need a suit. I done got one. It ain't got a hole in it.
Yeah, but look at it. The seat's so shiny a body can see yourself in it.
I don't look around that fur, Lum.
If you ever... and if you ever tore it, you'd have 7 years bad luck. Here, I'll start filling out the order blank.
Well, now, Lum, I don't want a suit.
Tall, short, regular... Stand up there, Abner, and let me take a look at you.
What's wrong with me?
About a short, I reckon. Now, the shoulders.
Yeah, I want shoulders in it, yeah.
Shoulders, yes.
Yeah.
Now, chest. I don't know what that's for. Do you have any trouble with your chest?
No, not particular.
Chest, normal.
Yeah.
Sleeve length. How long do you want your sleeves, Abner?
Oh, about to here, long as my arms is.
Well, the... They don't know how long your arms is.
What they doing making suits, then?
I wish we had a tape measure. I'll tell you, stand up again in the wall there. Now stretch both arms out as far as you can. That's right.
Well, wait a minute.
Straight out.
Lum, you didn't get a nice throwing outfit, too, did you?
Now, let's see. Them boards is 1x12s. Good thing they run up and down that way. They're 12 inches wide, and you're covering 6 of them. 6-foot sleeves.
Well, Lum, that sounds a little too long to me. I ain't but 5'2" tall.
Well, that's for both of them. Divide that half in two. 3-foot sleeves.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Now your britches. You want them to come down longer than your coat.
Oh.
About 3 foot longer, I'd say. Let's see, the coat's 42 inches. Add on to that 36 inches more makes, pick up the one, drop it again, pick it up. 72-inch britches.
72? You sure that's my size, Long?
Well, if it ain't, you can always let them out.
Oh.
I'll give you a good hem in them.
Yeah, better do it. Put a little hem in them, yeah.
All right, we got the length of them. Now then, how far around are you?
I don't know.
Back up again, the boards again.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh, you give her about 1.5 of them. That's 18 inches.
Now, Lum, I know I'm bigger around the waist than that.
Well, that's just half of you.
Well, Lum, I want my britches all the way around.
(laughs) 18 inches times 2, that's 36 inches. I grant you, you're a perfect 36.
Well, good for me. Hooray, hooray.
Let's see. Inside seam. Do you want an inside seam?
I don't know. What is it?
Better have it.
All right.
Inside seam. Yes. Outside seam. Yes. Give you both of them. Make it fancy.
Yes, sir.
Hello, I'm Dinah Shore.
A dinosaur? Well, you sure don't look like one. I thought them was them there prehysterical animals.
For goodness sakes, hush up, Abner. This is Miss Dinah Shore, the singer.
Oh, well.
Welcome to Pine Ridge, Miss Shore. We're sure proud to see you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. I've always wanted to see the Jot'em Down store. You see, I'm on my way to attend the big swimming meet at Palm Springs.
Well.
I want to get a suit, and I thought I might get one here.
Well, now, if that ain't a coincidence, I just went into that business. What kind of a suit do you have in mind, miss?
I want a 2-piece suit.
No vest, huh?
Well, of course not. That's silly.
Well, I don't know about women's suits. Give you a place to carry your watch.
Well, now, here's some materials you can look over.
You said materials?
Yeah, here's a nice tweed.
Tweed? Oh, wouldn't that shrink if it gets wet?
Well, we got some nice umbrellas in stock, too.
Oh, no, no. I'm afraid all these materials are too heavy. I must have something that's light and that will stretch. There's one thing you've got to have in a pool room.
Well, if you're going to wear this suit in a pool room... How about a nice chalk stripe with side pockets?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. This seersucker might be all right. May I have that?
Oh, you bet. Fix you right up. Have to get your measurements first. Just back up again the wallboard there.
Huh?
Wait a minute, Lum. Here's a tape measure coming at salesman kid of yours. This might be a little handier.
Yeah, I believe it would. I'll measure, Miss Shore, and you write down the figures.
How about me measuring and you writing down the figures?
All right, we'll both measure.
Yeah.
I'll take the North Shore and you take the South Shore. All right, here we go. Abner, would you mind reading the figures on that tape measure? My glasses keep steaming up.
I'll be proud to take over the whole measuring job for you.
I'll do it.
Lock, stock, and barrel. Right now.
Do you know what size skirt you wear, Miss Shore?
Oh, I don't want a skirt.
Huh?
I want pants, naturally.
Oh, natural.
Oh.
Well, how long do you want them?
Not over 4 inches.
All right, not over... 4 inches?
Yes.
Did you say 4 inches?
Well, yes.
Is that with or without cuff?
Well, that's without, of course.
Natural.
Natural.
What kind of a back do you want, Miss Shore?
Oh, I don't want any back. I want a halter.
A halter? Well, we got them right back here in the harness section. Are women folks wearing them things now?
Well, of course we are.
Well, all right, doggies, I'll take one home to Elizabeth tonight. See if I can break her to lead. That's what I'll do.
Then, how about the sleeves?
Sleeves? Well, now, what would I want with sleeves and a bathing suit?
Bathing suit? Lummy Lump, what she wants is a bath jacket.
Oh, I'm sorry. We ain't got none of them in stock, Miss Shore.
No, I'll tell you what I'll do, though, Miss Shore. You can borrow Elizabeth's swimming outfit, striped stockings, bloomers, midi blouse, the whole works.
Oh, no. I'm afraid that wouldn't do. Thank you, but I'll just have to go on without one. Goodbye.
What did she say? Where'd she say that swimming meet was at?
Palm. I believe she said Palm Springs. Oh, wait a minute, Lum. Where are you going?
Where do you think?
Just a minute. I'll get my hat and go with you.
Aye, Granny Ziffin, it ain't Tom Hanlon with some news about one Mr. Jones and his Ford. Tell him, Tom.
That's right, Dinah Gal. It shouldn't happen to a truck. I mean the punishment inflicted on a Ford V8 passenger car down in Kentucky. So says its owner, Mr. Stanley F. Jones. Mr. Jones is a rural letter carrier traveling with heavy loads over roads that are mighty rough and hilly. Yet on these roads in his Ford V8, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night has stayed this courier from the swift completion of his appointed rounds. But then in 1946, Mr. Jones got a new car, which he personally thinks is even more remarkable. This one, friends, is a 6, a Ford 6. Powered with the most modern 6-cylinder engine being built today. Except for the type of engine, this 6, of course, is identical with the Ford V8. Has the same smart lines, same rest-ride springs, same king-sized brakes, and roomy, good-looking interior. And how, you may be wondering, does a Ford 6 do on those bad roads? Well, it takes those steep hills in high gear. In one heavy snow with knob tires, and in second gear, it took hills where before, with other cars, he's had to use chains over the knobs. In a word, in Mr. Jones' opinion, the new Ford 6 is the best car he ever owned. V8 or 6, friends, there's a Ford in your future. And V8 or 6, that Ford is out front in all-round performance.
I can hear it in your sighs, feel your touch, and realize the thrill is gone. The nights are cold, for love is old. Love was grand when love was new. Birds were singing, skies were blue. Now I don't appeal to you. The thrill is gone. This is the end. So why pretend and let it linger on? The thrill is.
To finance our scientists in the fight against the dread disease cancer. So please, everybody, give as much as you possibly can to help save a life. Let's send our dimes, dollars, and quarters, whatever you can afford, to the Damon Runyon Memorial Fund for Cancer Research, care of Walter Winchell, New York Daily Mirror. We'll be back again same time next week, and our guest will be Carmen Miranda. Thank you, Lum and Abner. Thank you so much for
this is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.